Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First off, let's talk turnout. Didn't appear that people were very invested in this election. And that's not a big surprise in off-year elections, but still, you'd like to see more people go out and cast ballots.
Well, we certainly would. And again, turnout for municipal elections, off-year elections, does tend to hover around 30%, which is not great. Certainly, there's ways we could make balloting more accessible in the state. I know that they're working on something like that. But these races have never generated a ton of interest, unfortunately.
Well, it seems as if, you know, national elections are sexier, so to speak. Pardon me, but there it is. You know, as opposed to local elections. So, you know, there's just way more interest, it seems. In fact, I saw a thing this morning. 50% of all Americans are already on edge when it comes to 2020. And nothing's happened.
Yeah. That's not a surprise at all. But again, local elections, you just don't see that kind of...
No.
It's
like yard signs. I mean, that's what you got. Maybe.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Were you surprised by anything you saw yesterday? Certainly the favorites in the big cities all came through.
Oh, sure. There were a couple of upsets here and there. The Southington Town Council is now controlled by Republicans. That was won back by from the Democrats. Wow. In Canton. Canton has a new first selectman, a Democrat. Been a pretty Republican town for a long time.
Yeah, you're right.
Rocky Hill has a new mayor, a new Republican mayor. There were a couple of things kind of went back and forth between the parties throughout the state. So the Republicans picked up some, like in Fairfield and Old Lyme, and Democrats picked up some, like in Colchester and in Litchfield.
And Jody Rell's son will become the mayor of Wethersfield because he was the leading vote getter on the for the council.
Right, exactly. Yeah, some towns work like that. That's how Southington works, and that's how Enfield works.
You know, I'm taking a look at the legendary blue-red map, and you do have that at ctnewsjunkie.com if you guys want to take a look. Any change in that? It looks pretty much as it's been for pretty much ever.
Well, yeah. Again, we see some towns are shifting to red, some towns are shifting to blue, but there's not a huge shift one way or the other. In 2017, we saw a few more Democratic pickups than we saw Republican.
Right.
This time around, really, that hasn't happened. There's no real wave towards one side or the other. It's kind of a mixed bag.
I guess one surprise, Kathy Austin, who's also in the General Assembly, lost her first selectwoman race to a Republican in Sprague.
That's correct, and that was actually following some pretty nasty comments that were made on Facebook against her. She's been the first selectwoman down there for some time, but it looks like she did lose.
Okay, so there you go. You know, the other thing that I think is kind of interesting, in an earlier piece, you wrote, why are these elections important? Because apparently a lot of people don't feel it's important at all.
And that's true, but a lot of things happen in your town.
This is
all the stuff that's sort of day-to-day things that are going to happen in your town, like, well, when's the garbage going to get picked up? What happens to it after that? What's going on in your school district? All these things that are local things that matter quite a lot to people. So local issues are absolutely worth paying attention to.
And, of course, we'll get the great spin today from both J.R. Romano and Nancy Wyman. On both sides, I'm sure Nancy will point to the fact that Democrats flipped leadership in five towns, and J.P. Romano will talk about some of the things that you've talked about, like Sprague and Fairfield and Old Lyme and Rocky Hill, places like that.
Absolutely. But again, these races, again, they don't necessarily have a lot to do with what the parties are doing at the state and the national level.
Right.
All local elections are just that. They are local. All these things are going to turn on what's going on in the town, or they may turn on some other issue that's pretty close to the town. Like maybe we see some effect from the Port Authority scandal fallout. That's what brought down Bonnie Riemsnyder down in Old Lyme, for example. But these elections tend to be very, very local.
All right. Thank you much for being on.
Hey, Susan, thanks for the insight. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks again.
We'll make it less than a year when we talk to you next, okay?
Great.
7:55. Because, you know, all we care about is the big election. No, that's not really true.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.